From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. We're in the home stretch of what will be another historic election that has the eyes of the nation on Florida. WLRN's Phil Latzman and PolitiFact Florida's Aaron Shirachman present the final fact checks on races for Senate and President here in the biggest battleground state of all.
Well, Aaron, we'll start with what's been saturating the airwaves throughout the state of Florida in the Senate race between Florida's lone statewide elected Democrat Bill Nelson and his Republican opponent, Congressman Connie Mack IV.
Obamacare, the largest tax increase in our history. It threatens to ruin our economy and healthcare system. Senator Bill Nelson cast the deciding vote to pass Obamacare. It's all his fault. Now we must repeal it. Visit ObamaCloneNelson.com to learn more.
Florida, meet Connie Mack IV, a promoter for Hooters, with a history of barroom brawling, altercations, and road rage. A big spender, with a trail of debts, liens, and unpaid bills. He has one of the worst attendance records in Congress this year.
So, what does PolitiFact say on the Mack Nelson race?
There was a lot of claims in those two ads, Phil, but I would say a lot of them are misleading, and that's one of the things we found in this race, that there are a lot of attacks going back and forth, and most of them really don't have the full context that voters really need to hear. I'll just take you through a couple of them really quickly. On the ad attacking Bill Nelson, it says that he voted for one of the largest tax increases or the largest tax increase in American history with the passage of Obamacare. That's not true. That's not close. There are significantly larger tax increases throughout our American history. Also, Bill Nelson wasn't the deciding vote for the health care law. He was solidly on board with that health care law through much of the process. In fact, if there was a deciding vote, it would be Ben Nelson, his namesake, a Democrat from Nebraska. On the other side, the ads attacking Connie Mack also leave some important things out. They describe him as a promoter for Hooters. He really wasn't that. He worked for a company that worked for Hooters doing marketing and promoting. So there is if that's important to you, there is still a difference there. He doesn't really have a history of barroom brawling. Essentially, there was one incident several years ago, more than a long time ago. So history is another word that you may think one thing about, but the truth is another. And then lastly, the idea that he has one of the worst voting records in Congress, that this year, that is really largely true, I should say. But when you do the numbers another way, you can also see that over time, Bill Nelson and Connie Mack have about the same, as a percent, about the same voting attendance record during their times in Congress. So you can cook the numbers one way to make Connie Mack look pretty bad. But if you cook them another way, they about have the same record.
And Aaron, there are also plenty of fact checks as it relates to the presidential race here in the crucial swing state of Florida. Give us an example of what you found there.
We looked at a number of things. The most recent one was that Adam Putnam, our state's agriculture commissioner, was in Tampa on Wednesday talking about an old myth that Democrats are essentially paying poor people using cell phones to get them to go and vote.
We've got to drag people to the polls. That's what they're doing. You don't have to offer them cell phones like they're doing, but by golly, take people to the polls.
We rated that claim pants on fire. In fact, Adam Putnam fessed up to realizing this was a mistake. There's a law on the books, a very old law, that gives some federal program that gives access to some low-income people to cell phones, but it has nothing to do with voting. It has nothing to do with Democrats. It certainly has nothing to do with Barack Obama getting Democrats to vote. It's just one of a myriad of examples that we've seen in the last couple of days, and quite frankly, we'll see a couple more between now and Tuesday.
And even after the election, there'll be plenty to check. PolitiFact.com/Florida. Aaron, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.